With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A big outage is still causing problems at airports around the country and around the world, for that matter. Transport providers, businesses, and governments rushing to get all their services back online. The biggest continuing effect, though, has been on air travel. Carriers canceled dozens of flights and now have many of their planes and crews stuck in the wrong locations. A global technology outage grounded flights and knocked banks offline and media outlets off the air. And meanwhile, the cyber company that had that flawed update that went wrong says it will fix the problem sometime soon. American Airlines and the union representing its flight attendants have a deal on a new contract. President Joe Biden says the agreement prevents a strike that would have hurt U.S. consumers and the economy. Meanwhile, that outage has meant some delays at Palm Beach International Airport.
We waited at Hertz first because that was a crazy mess, people trying to get out of there. So it's been a fun morning. Microsoft is making our day great with all their servers down.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance set to hold a post-convention rally in the battleground state of Michigan today after both were confirmed as the presidential and vice presidential nominees, respectively, for the Republican Party at this week's convention in Milwaukee. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston with more.
Riding a wave of momentum after leaving the GOP convention here in Wisconsin, Trump and Vance will hold their first campaign rally after accepting the Republican nominations for president and vice president. It will also be the first Trump rally since last weekend's assassination attempt at an outdoor event in Pennsylvania. The GOP nominees will address voters in Grand Rapids, with Michigan viewed as one of the most important battlegrounds in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
And this is SRN News. A fight for religious freedom in the state of Indiana.
John Kluge is a high school music teacher who won't refer to boys as girls and girls as boys because of his Christian faith. At first, Brownsburg High School accommodated him, then it reversed itself, telling Kluge he would have to embrace transgenderism or lose his job. He quit and filed suit, now standing before the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. America's courts are beginning to fill up with similar cases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court panel has ruled Tennessee is not discriminating against transgender people by not allowing them to change the sex designation on their birth certificates. In a 2-1 decision, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel found that there is no fundamental right to a birth certificate recording gender identity rather than biological sex. The opinion notes that only 11 states currently allow people to change their birth certificates based solely on a declaration of their gender identity. This is SRN News. Thailand's prime minister has said that eligible businesses and individuals can register starting in August for digital cash handouts.
It's a controversial program that'll cost billions of dollars and is meant to boost Thailand's lagging economy. The government announced in April the widely criticized ambitious plan, named the Digital Wallet, was meant to give about $275 to 50 million citizens in digital money to spend at local businesses. The program was a major campaign promise by the ruling party ahead of last year's general election.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. A federal appeals court yesterday ruled that a new federal regulation aimed at limiting planet warming pollution from coal-fired power plants can remain in force, even as legal challenges continue. Industry groups in some Republican-led states had asked the court to block the EPA's latest rule. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.